Father, we just thank you again for this week. We thank you for the season that we've had of being able to celebrate the birth of Christ. Lord, as we carry that celebration into the new year, we just ask that you just speak to us, bless us, about how we can be serving you and showing our love for you. Lord, I just ask for today that your spirit just be talking to us, that we would just have a wonderful time of fellowship with you and each other. We just lift all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
The surgery, we felt no anxiety. So God is faithful to answer prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Anybody else? All right. Let's keep singing. Who You Say I Am.
In this song, there's a chorus that says, in my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. And, you know, we can just sing those words. But if you think about it, and sometimes we're hesitant maybe to make that statement that in my Father's house, there's a place for me, Brad, and that I am a child of God. It's not just a notion out there, but it's a true fact. If you're a follower of Christ, Christ has done it all. You can't add anything to what he's done. So when we sing this, really let it soak in and make it your declaration. Even if you don't feel it, it's a true statement. So let it soak in a little bit.
A little bit different kind of message for you today, in that I'm going to talk a little bit about this concept of actually some supernatural love. And I'm going to talk about some ways that we have been privileged to participate in God's ministry by showing love in a lot of different ways. And then I want to kind of segue into that. A lot of you have been supporting Kids Care Mission. A lot of you gave towards the Christmas boxes that we send money for in the Philippines. And so I've got a whole bunch of pictures from there that they've sent me that we're going to run through rather quickly. But let you know what your love has been able to accomplish and the witness that it is. You know, this concept of love, and I thought Brad did an excellent job with it as we were going through Advent season and looked at that as a gift of love or a gift of Christmas. And certainly as we look at love, there's a bunch of different kinds. But the one I want to address a little bit comes from John 13:34. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. This is Jesus speaking. You know, I could probably do 3 months worth of sermons on this passage. But there's something I want to especially see here. First of all, he says, so now I am giving you a new commandment. See, that word commandment isn't a choice word. It's a word that says you will do this. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and you're going to obey what he says, you're to do this. So it's a commandment. And when he says love each other, that's an action word. It's not, oh, today I feel good. I woke up and so we're going to, I feel like loving. But tomorrow, didn't get much sleep. That Mexican casserole is perhaps having some effects. And I just don't feel like it. No, this isn't about feeling. This is about choice. About us making an individual choice to love. Then we get to the real part, the depth of what this is. Love each other just as I have loved you. So how did Jesus love us? despite our rejection, despite our feelings, despite all the distractions that pull us away from us, away from Him, He chose to die for you and me. He chose to do that. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Wow. Now I'm going to tell you something. I cannot do that on my own. And see, this commandment is talking about a different kind of love. This isn't a worldly love. This isn't something that's natural. This is something that's supernatural. That our ability to have this type of love comes from above. It doesn't come from within. It's not something that I can do on my own. It's something that God fills me with if I'm open to accepting that gift. This is just one passage. Here's, for those of you that take notes, here's a few more passages. And I could have listed a whole bunch more. But these, I want to draw your attention to something here. I mentioned Peter and Romans that Paul wrote, as he did Philippians. Hebrews, we're not sure who wrote that, but John was one of the writers here. So we look at the Gospels and we look at the New Testament books. Almost all the writers are represented here. And I love 1 Peter. I relate to Peter because, you know, prior to the Pentecost, I think Peter may have said one thing right. He always was sticking his foot in his mouth. And he denied Christ. And I just think all the different ways that I relate to Peter. And yet Peter, just right here in this little bit, three times he may have denied Christ, but three times he's saying, love each other. May there be love among the brethren. Love everyone. All of these things are choices. You get to choose to love somebody. The last time I spoke, you chose to love me by not walking out when I went a little long. I appreciate that. Thank you. This supernatural love does happen in our world. And it usually requires some sacrifice. A sacrifice of time, a sacrifice of effort, a sacrifice of life. And I think so often our choice is to stay with what we need to do. Oh, I've got to do my job. I've got to go to this meeting. I've got to be involved with this organization. Oh, these are all good things. But for me to take time to love somebody might require me to sacrifice what I maybe would like to do. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm telling you to do something new. I'm not. Because you have demonstrated the ability to do these things. And sometimes you don't even know you're demonstrating it. Let me go ahead and... I already talked about that. We'll just move right on here. Let me talk about Joshua. We've had a role here, and we didn't even know we had a role here. Probably many of you didn't know we have a role here. Pastor Joshua is in Burma. Brad had me saying it right earlier, and I don't know. Tim Medcalf, Pam's brother, brought attention to Joshua, to us. Joshua has an interesting story. Strong Christian. He wasn't sure what his call was. And then he met this gal, and he's going to get married to her. And she says, you know, I really want to have an orphanage to help these poor kids with no family. And so Joshua, in marrying her, just took that as his call. And so he has had this orphanage going. And they've had some issues. It's been pretty much hand-to-mouth, you know, never an excess of money. They've moved several times because typically they couldn't pay the rent and start all over. And so Tim had met him a number of times in his travels with his translation efforts and had Joshua told him that he had an opportunity to buy the place that they were living in. But he needed money to do that. And it was a great deal and sounded like a great deal. Fellow was going to needed some quick cash to help his son pay some medical school bills. And so he was going to give Joshua a great deal. And so Tim had some people lined up to donate money. The problem was how to get that money to Joshua, how to get it collected. So we just became the funnel. We didn't really even bring this to you guys because other people were donating the money, and we played a small role. Now, it's interesting how God works. So Joshua gets the money and goes to buy the property, and it no longer was available. God always has a better plan, doesn't he? So he was able, though. He was led to another place. And this picture isn't going to do it justice. But that's the land he was able to buy. Much bigger area. Kids are already farming it, breaking up the soil and getting things planted. And it's kind of an exciting thing. And it has happened because people sacrificed for them. They took action. We played a small role. Not much of a role, but it's making a difference. And I've been in a lot of communication with him. And he, just to give an example, they've got, I think, 22 kids right now in the orphanage. This is a testimony from a young lady that's there. And she says, give thanks to the Lord. My name is Miss Ruth. We'll leave it at that. Like where they're from. I was born on the 1st of February 2008, and now I am 10 years of age. My active place is Empton Village, and my parents are Yuhanang and Da. Yeah, anyway, my father was killed by accident, and my mother died of a genealogical disease. I am the only daughter and stayed with my grandfather and grandmother. I was sent to this orphanage by them. Now I am happily attending the government school in grade 6. My favorite scripture verse is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. My ambition is to be a teacher in government school. That love that Joshua had for his calling is making a difference. But he can't do it by himself. And that's where the family of God comes in. We played a really rather insignificant role in this. Maybe in the future we'll play a larger role. But there is good things happening. You heard some others. You heard Brad talking with Musa and Brad's efforts and Sue's efforts and with the Soniki people. And even to the extent of your friend, the lady with the cliff pallet. It just... good things. Well, let me move to the Philippines for a moment. Well, there it is. There's what I wanted. Kids Care Mission Christmas Gifts. You know, we gathered, not our goal, but came close to our goal at gathering money for the Christmas gifts. And this year it was interesting because we weren't the only ones. Some years we're the only ones that send something. And normally we ask you to think about $20 per kid. And then Sue sells some jewelry that was made over there. And this year with her different things going on, we only had that jewelry out for one Sunday. But then we sent some to John Ray, Bobby and Nomi's son, and his wife back in Oklahoma. And they were going to sell some of it. And some of it we sent to Rita Hutchins, who has lived over there for quite some time, is now back home in Missouri. She sold some. John Ray and Alicia also put up a GoFundMe page. So they got quite a bit more money this time. And typical of Bobby and Nomi, I think if I had gotten more money, I might have went and bought more expensive things for kids. They didn't do that. They just served more kids. I'm going to talk a little bit here, and as I'm just going to run through some of the pictures, let you see things. But typically, let me just tell you typically what has happened there. They've had a day when the three Kids Care Mission sites, Bias City, San Jose, Dungawan, and Makinya, come together at the church in Bias City, the Community Bible Center. And they have a Christmas party, and they give the gifts that we've been able to have, and they give them a nice meal. Well, this year, and there's always some that can't make it. I mean, like Makinya, especially, if it rains, forget it, half of them aren't going to get there because they can't get across the river. Some of those kind of things that we take so much for granted. This year, instead, they did a Christmas party at each of the three sites. And so I'm going to kind of walk, just click as you can see, but you'll see Makinya Kid. This particular one was taken at Dungawan, just north of Bias City there. And here, before we get into the actual Christmas gifts and parties, you should know, as all of you do have been involved with anything, there's a lot of work to do that never gets seen. And so these are some of the people that jumped in and helped wrapping the packages. Actually, in this case, another Josh. Josh is loading up these bags that they call a Noche Bruno. It's food for a Christmas dinner, much like we did, not as elaborate perhaps with the turkeys, but the families got the turkey, or got meals in addition to the big meal and that kind of thing. Lot of wrapping of packages. There had to be a lot of shopping that occurred. We sent money. We didn't send boxes. Loading things up. Now, going to Makinya, it's not on there. I had originally a little movie clip that Nomi had sent that didn't play, so I just took it off. But I would have liked you to have seen it because it was just about a 10-second clip of driving on the road to Makinya, or what they call a road. Rick, your driveway is a super highway. And you don't have any sugar cane hanging over it either. And then, like I said, they all got meals. And so somebody's got to cook and prepare and get it ready. And then let me just comment about this couple here and about a little bit of change in how things are working with Kids Care Mission. Most of you know that John Ray started Kids Care Mission up at Makinya, and it was a one-day-a-week thing where he would go up, take a little food, teach the kids some Bible stories, sing some songs, play games, just basically show love. From that, it evolved to three sites, and it was a, how do we man all that? Actually, Jabin, John Way's Nick's brother down, started the Dungawan one, and Jerwell, the other brother, started the one in Bias City. But as they grew up and did other things, kind of evolved so that interns from Asian Christian School of Ministry, that would be part of their internship, was running these sites. And in addition to the one day with the kids, there was also a Bible study for the parents, and the big feeding once a month, and food distribution, and it evolved more and more. The church in Bias City has always been kind of the center of that. And they've had a couple little outreaches of their own as well to kids. Well, they have pretty well taken over now administering all of the KCM sites. And this couple, members of that church body, are doing two of the sites. They're in charge of two of the sites. And they travel up to each of the sites. They're at Makenia, as well as doing one of the ones that were sort of merged. So KCM has all of a sudden grown from three sites to about five sites. Not really any too far away from each other, but they're all right there. And it's the church that is in charge of administering our support. Bobby and Nomi still are overseeing. The ACSM kids are still doing a lot of the work of getting things put together. But this couple sacrifices, has made a decision, has made a choice to show that supernatural love to these people. So some of you that have been there might recognize the Makenia building, and the Tanhai is actually the city officially that, that Makenia is in. And it just, they gave away gifts. A lot of backpacks went out with things in them. They gave food away. This one is up in Bias City, or is at the church. They have the kids from San Jose came there. A lot was done. And then in addition, and this actually, this one is in up at Dungawan. I think we're in the Dungawan bit now. In addition to these sites that were served, there were some mountain things that were kids were giving gifts, and that this has been an ongoing thing. And of course, you know, the food, and then the lechon. That is the big thing that you have when you celebrate in the Philippines, is a roasted pig. And most people can't afford it, so this is even doubly a treat then. And then, of course, getting the package with the food for the for the family at Christmas. And this has been ongoing. To give you an idea, because it has grown so much and they had more this year to deal with, $200 children's gifts for two different mountain outreaches. This was in addition to the KCM kids. If you get down to it, the blessings touched over 400 kids and 180 families in eight different locations. And Nomi says, we cannot do this without your prayers and love. We are so amazed of all that God has done. This is done. We play a small role because people sacrifice. They choose to love. It's an outpouring. And I would ask, too, that we'd keep Bobby and Nomi in our prayers. Nomi especially is. They have not had a day off since December started, and won't have until along about Tuesday or Wednesday. There's something going. They're going somewhere. To the two mountain things, Bobby and Nomi went to one, and you know, you drive about 3 hours and then you get out and walk. Jabin and JX took the motorbike and went to another one. They could drive all the way, but I wouldn't want to ride with Jabin on that alleged road. It's showing love and the witness that you see. I didn't want to take time to show you some of the, I had a video, little clip I was going to show you that again didn't play, but of the kids worshiping, of the kids praying, of the kids leading each other. We are seeing victories for God's kingdom because we choose to love. Because we choose to take that action. This isn't the only way, though, that we show our love, that we choose to do things. Ed, I about froze at a food distribution a couple weeks ago for the people here in Loyalton. The kids' lunch program that we've done the last two summers, the agony ride, where we are raising funds for Christian Encounter Ranch, the cookie ministry for the military, the Thanksgiving and Christmas meals, our fellowship together, even boldly proclaiming the word, leading. Want to back up one? Leading worship, bringing others into worship. And I could go on a lot longer. There are a lot of ways that we show love, but we need to be sure that we're doing more, that we're looking for another way, that we're looking for that individual. That we're not just that we're doing this corporately, but that we individually are making the decision. I'd like to thank you for the outpouring of love for Sue and I. A lot of people made decisions to show us their love, and I thank you. But as we go into 2019, can we pledge to love more? Can we vow to make the decision to love? So that's what it is. To make time to be with the people you love, and maybe more importantly, to make time to be with God. To take time where it's just you and He. One of the benefits of that love is I think that it allows us to open those other packages that we talked about the last several weeks with Advent. It allows us to unwrap the joy, the peace, the hope, the love. A friend of mine, Pastor Anselmo in the Philippines, says we're always doing Christmas celebration every December, but yet we fail to unwrap the Christmas gifts that we receive from God our Father. We just peeped in on the gift, and we only saw salvation. And he challenged his body. He says, but in this Christmas, totally unwrap, and you will see more. There is healing of what sicknesses and diseases you have. There's deliverance from vices. There's prosperity. There's salvation of family. There's full life joy, peace, all because in Christ, all of God's promises, yes, all are there. Unwrap the gift and receive all the promises. Let's vow to do that every day, every one of us. And as we see opportunities to express God's love, let's do it. Because one of the most important things we can do is to draw people to God. And Scripture tells us this, that by your love, people will be drawn to Christ. Let's show love. Would you join me in prayer? Father, thank you that you are a loving God. And I thank you that you were just anxious to pour it out on us. Father, may you tear down any walls we have to receiving that. Let us cast aside those things. Give us the strength, the discernment to do that, to cast away the distractions, the things that are that may be important to this world, but aren't really important. Guide us, Father, and let us accept it. We thank you for your Son, and we thank you for his demonstration of love that is supernatural. May we accept it, and may we show it. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. So a blessing for you, because the Lord our God loves you. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. May you have a blessed, joyous, and fruitful 2019. Thank you for being here.